Well, you hang in there, Mark. James is in Chelmsford. James, question or answer?
Answer, please, James.
Carry on, James.
It's a question about the glass in picture frames.
Marvellous.
You said quite correctly that the origin of the picture frame was to disguise the edge of painted canvases.
Yes.
The addition of glass goes back to the early days of photography when images were taken on glass plates. The reason being that photographic emulsion is very fragile and you need something that is rigid but also transparent in order to mount it on and to be able to view it. And so the whole glass plate, including the emulsion, would go into a picture frame. Then, when we start putting images onto more fragile things like paper, you would need the glass in the frame in order to protect it. So the glass was still a part of that process.
That's a beautiful answer. Qualifications?
Thank you. We have an upcoming art show which involves some photographs taken using those old Victorian methods by celebrated photographer Dave Shrimpton, and he told us all about it when we were doing the shoot.
Who's we?
My partner and I, we have a company. We are experts in English culture, and our art exhibition...
Aren't we all, mate? Aren't we all?
our art exhibition... is all about the forgotten culture of England. We've rediscovered loads of stuff and we're trying to bring it back. Would I be able to give it a little plug?
I'd be offended if you didn't.
It's got Number and Time and Space, and it's at the Minories Gallery in Colchester, and it's the last 2 weeks of August, Wednesday, Sunday.
So those are, sadly, the 2 weeks that I'm on holiday, but the Minories Gallery in Colchester. What's the name of the exhibit again?
Number
and
Time and Space.
This is like a joke. The phone line keeps... I'll have one more go. Go again, James.
Number in Time and Space.
Number in Time and Space.
That's right, yes.
Sensational. Round of applause for James. I love that. I'm intrigued now by this exhibition. And we're out of time. Good Lord, I do apologise.